welcome to Bye Bye Bye. I'm Imogen.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Claire.
And this is an advice podcast.
Where we
take questions. Well, sometimes we take questions, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we get questions and we don't answer them. Sometimes we try to answer them and it's a bit hot mess. But yes, today that's what we're going to try and do for you, our lovely listeners.
What's this sometimes? It always ends up a red hot mess. Someone will ask like for earnest help. I don't know.
I really liked them this
keeping
morning
their home
Twitter.
Clean, and we'll end up talking about fucking Taco Bell or something.
Robot Wars.
Yeah.
The mating habits of Roombas.
Unicorns yes. versus gorillas. Who would win?
That's a good question.
That's a good one. That's actually a good one.
I know.
Yeah.
That is a good one. And the Terry Pratchett version of unicorns are terrifying in that, you know, they're basically, horses are already terrifying. I mean, I don't want to
step on the McElroy.
I don't want to step into McElroy because obviously horses are their brand, but yeah, horses are already terrifying. But if you put a bloody great sword on its head,
yeah.
basically a terrifying animal with a sword on its head is not.
I mean,
is
I've
not
already,
fun.
Thanks to Brandon, seen what a man with a dildo on his head looks like.
I am not sorry, even a little.
That this morning's Instagram
it's
post
a very
was,
special kind of unicorn that I don't want to see again.
I really loved on the one image, and you all should go to our Instagram and check it out because we're great. I'm great. But was the sheer intensity of the dildo head model.
Oh yeah, he was really into it.
Like he was really into it. He was like, yes, I have a dildo strapped to my head. like some serious fuckboy Chad energy coming out of that guy.
I just want to know what he's going to do with it there. Not enough to actually look it up. But
well, I could tell you.
Yeah, I was going to say, I could tell you a few things he might do with it there.
Also, I just have, I saw it, so I have to tell you about it because that's the kind of person I am. But I did mm-hmm. see a woman who had put a dildo through a raw chicken. So, I feel like
four?
That was... she was just holding it up in the picture. I didn't explore.
See, I feel like further. You should at least cook it because it's very unsanitary.
Depending on if the dildo is made out of silicon, would it survive?
I don't know. It was a regular flesh-colored... like realistic looking dildo, and you know what, never mind.
You can't leave us hanging like that. You need to finish the thought.
The dildo skin matched the chicken, and the woman holding the chicken was a black woman, so I'm wondering if like there was some kind of commentary going on there.
maybe some sort of commentary on how white people don't spice their food. I'm gonna spice this chicken up. Okay. Yes, because there was that bout of white people recipes on Tumblr back
yes.
in the day where
yes.
they just show you their uncooked chicken sashimi with no spice on it.
Oh,
it's like, oh, it's so delicious. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Oh god.
Just, you know,
I mean, at the very
off.
Least, they'll probably cleanse themselves from the gene.
Yeah, salmonella.
The dildo and the chicken thing made me think of a conversation we were having a couple weeks ago on Twitter about how to describe skin color, and like that's a perfect picture for being like, well, if you're gonna use cocoa and chocolate and all that shit to describe
yeah.
brown skin and black skin, obviously white skin is the color of chicken flesh.
Uncooked. Although I guess it depends on how pale you are. They could go, there's a range. It can go from cooked to uncooked.
Just thinking of that as a descriptive for her skin glistened like slightly fried chicken.
She had a slightly tan.
Slightly
like
browned.
A chicken breast that had been sautéed just right.
God damn it, guys. I have to go downstairs and make chicken tacos later.
You cannibal.
Okay, well that was a fun veer into.
I'm glad I cooked the chicken. I usually buy some chicken each week and use the leftovers to make meals each day because it's easy to have ready prepared protein. I'm glad I already made that yesterday.
Yeah, that's what we did, but I'm doing it today. Oh, chicken stock. Anyway, keep it moving, Brandon. Keep it moving. I watched The Witcher.
Yes!
Yeah, I got through the whole thing in 3 days, for those of you who aren't blessed to be on my Twitter feed.
I'm glad you were there with me, though, thinking, like, not understanding that there was, like, time nonsense.
Oh, my time nonsense. Really,
I literally did not notice until... I think it was Zom had a tweet about even without knowing the source material, it's not too hard to follow the time skips. And I was like, there's what now?
There's what now? We were on like the fourth episode and I was like, she's not dead? Just the queen comes back in and she's coming with blood and everyone's having fun. And then the Witcher's there and I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, I had I watched it with my husband, who has played the game and actually read all of the books as well. He was really into the books, so he was explaining to me all the way along what was going on, and I was like, oh okay, what's this? So yeah, I was very lucky in that regard, but it still confused the shit out of me. I had no fucking idea what was going on. I was like, what, hang on. And also, like, Jaskier the bard, how is he, like, what is his skincare regime? Because, yeah, you know, the witcher's a witcher and Yennefer's a mage, but Jaskier just seems to be good with moisturizer.
Yeah, from what I've seen from just my glimpses of the fandom, is, yeah, there's lots of jokes about it's called moisturizer, you guys. And then just jokes about, well, he became immortal because his song became immortal. And...
I love Jaskier so much. He was my fave. Yeah. I mean, I loved everyone in it. It was such a beautiful hot mess, and I loved every second of it.
It was
very,
beautiful.
Very, very pleased it exists.
I think my favorite part, aside from the fact that Geralt isn't the hero of the story by, like, any stretch of the imagination, is that, like, at least a third of the script for Cavill is just him going,
Yeah, I saw a quote from the author that he was like, he really embodied Geralt, like, the way that, like, Viggo Mortensen embodied Aragorn, and he will forever be girl. I'm like, I guess if your character's just like, and fuck.
I mean, I've not played the games or read the books, but, like, that's, like, sealed in my brain forever now. There will never be another Geralt as long as I live. It's like Jeremy Renner's Hawkeye. I don't care what kind of trash fire it devolves into. This is it.
Yeah, like... I might at least try the books now. I still refuse to play the games just because the fandom is such a fucking hot mess.
Yeah, I tried to start playing the game because I really enjoyed the series, and I sort of got about... I think I got through the tutorial level and I just went, you know what? I am too old for this shit anymore. I don't really want to play it.
My husband's seen enough of it that, like, he was spoiling things for me. I was like, God damn it! Like, he's played the games and stuff.
Oh yeah, I just binged it while Travis was gone.
Yeah, and by the time I got about to the middle, I was like, this girl better become a baby witcher. And he was like, well, actually. I'm like, fuck.
Spoiler!
Stop doing that. Oh, but yeah, so I finally watched it, and I may or may not be in love with both Yennefer and Triss.
Mm-hmm. So might Geralt, actually.
So I need, like, one of them to punch me and the other one to heal me, so.
What was the name of her mentor?
Definitely be Yennefer doing the punching and Triss doing the healing, I feel like.
They can take turns, I don't care.
I had a thing for the woman who was the teacher.
Oh my god, she's like 9,000% my type of bitch.
and just her clothes as well were amazing. And we all know who Claire had the hots for.
I mean, Calanthe aside, who could just destroy me. She's so terrible. I love her.
Yeah, she's great.
Can I just say,
really good stupid, stupid rant by some, I want to say it was a professor or something on Twitter. He was complaining about how
the sword fighting
just been a man. She was gross and she ate meat and she cursed and she fought, and women can't sword fight. That's just a fact.
I remember that.
And it just made me love her more. I was like, yeah, she is gross, and she is.
Wasn't that kind of part of the point of her character? That, like,
yeah, exactly. Yes. It's like that, missing the point. But also, just like guys insisting, it's like, you do know there are women who historically have been warriors and fought and stuff. Not just like even fencing and stuff, but this is an actual thing that happened. I'm sorry.
I think my favorite line of hers was when it was at the very beginning, and Ciri thought she was gonna die, and she was like, "Oh no, trust me, when I die, it'll be way more dramatic." And then, like, 5 minutes later, she throws herself out a window, and I was like, damn, that bitch did not hold out on me.
My favorite is when there was all the courtiers trying to woo her daughter, and there's the guy that was like, "My seed is so potent and will, like, ensure you a man," and she just gives this look like she'd been talking this whole talk about how, like, oh, you've got to choose one of them and they're fine and blah, blah, blah. She's just like, not that bitch though.
God,
I also loved Yennefer and Triss, and they were all so cute.
I was so angry about Yennefer's character arc at the beginning, and, like, through that whole "I want to have a baby" line, because it just feels so overdone, but I liked where they went with it at the end, so
yeah,
whatever.
No, it was, I didn't like it, and I mean, they tried to frame it, okay, so this is basically just going to be a we spoil the Witcher episode.
Yeah,
that's so cool. But yeah, I liked the fact that they tried to frame it as because her choice was taken away, as opposed to her actually wanting a baby. And with the whole beginning, the first time you see her with the child that ends up dying, and you're like, you can see where the urge comes from and why she's so pissed off, because the woman who she's trying to protect is such an absolute cunt.
Fact that she did kind of try to take the baby, and it's like, why didn't she just keep doing that? Like, steal, I don't know, go steal a baby. Or there's a lot of war going on, find an orphan baby.
I mean, it can't be that hard to get a kid. Geralt's got one now.
I know.
There was a great post on Tumblr about Yennefer trying to get children of surprise all over the place, and she keeps on getting dogs instead.
God, I wish that was canon. That was so good.
And then her, like, running into Geralt and being like, "What? what is a baby?
You've got a child of surprise.
What's a baby worth? 10 dogs?
10 dogs? 20?
Loved it. And I think, honestly, I think that was Cavill's best fuck of the whole show.
Yes.
It was when he was like, "I'll take the law of surprise." And then, like, what's her name just pukes. And I'm like, God, that was so forced, but it's also so beautiful. And then he's just like, fuck.
I was just like, that's what you fucking get, you idiot. You've just been sitting here the whole night about all the mess that comes from the law of surprise. And then, like, then being like, I don't want a reward. You could have fucking asked for, like, be like, give me that goblet or something. I don't know, something stupid. But he's like, oh, I'll do the law of surprise. Yeah. You've just spent a whole evening, a whole very messy, crazy evening showing why that's not a good idea, you idiot.
That just worked out so well for everyone in the room. God, I just love, like, he's like the Sterling Archer of the fantasy world.
Like, he so is.
He's really good at being a fucking witcher. Yeah. You know, he's got the moral compass for it. He's really fucking good at it, but it doesn't translate into anything else.
Although, oh my God, there was a really good, speaking of Tumblr, there's another good Tumblr post where someone was like, he's such a monster nerd and stuff, like, he knows all about how every monster works. And it's like, but I bet he never fucking gets over the one time where he mansplained what dragons are to a dragon.
Dragon!
Yes!
Oh, yes.
What is it? Mansplaining to a dragon what a dragon is. That was just, oh god. Anyway, beautiful. It's a glorious, glorious show. If you haven't watched it, we've just spoiled everything, but yeah, it's still good.
But it's still, whatever, it's fun. It's like, I had no idea what was ever going on, but I was like, whatever, this is fun.
Imogen, she just write down the time we stopped talking about The Witcher and add it into the episode notes, be like, skip to minute 18.
Okay, yeah, about
18 minutes. We spoil the Witcher.
We spoil
the Witcher for like 20 minutes.
Do we need to do another clap mark?
No.
Oh, we have enough problems.
People know they come here for our
insightful pop culture
insight into pop culture. Yeah, pop culture. I was gonna say
our stunning ability to stay on
on topic. If it's about The Witcher, apparently, yes, we can stay on topic for 20 minutes. Just ask us a question, though. Nah. It'll devolve into measuring people in penises.
I just gotta applaud the costumer who kept making mom jeans for Cavill out of leather.
Yeah, again and again.
Again and again. Because I heard he went through so many. And they let him stay naturally hairy in all the shirtless scenes, so I was very pleased about
yes.
that.
Good. I don't know why they're always like, I don't like it.
He got to yeah. be hairy when shirtless in Superman, so I mean, which is
oh
unusual.
Yeah, he was a gorilla in Superman,
was
wasn't he?
Gorilla in Superman, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Man Fury. Of Steel, whatever.
And I used to, when I was younger, I was like, nah, hair on men is just, ugh.
I know.
Just get rid of it all. I want to marry Captain Picard. But he's really hairy too, actually.
Yeah, he is.
Shirtless. He's super hairy shirtless. It's just like, oh, that's where it all went. But I think, it, yeah.
Well,
it's
like Ali Wong said, you should marry an Asian man because it's like fucking a dolphin. They're so smooth.
Like that. Oh, God. Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, Travis is mostly Eastern European, and he's definitely very hairy.
Oh, I'm gonna get letters about being a dolphin fucker.
Hey, you get to join Imogen in
the
furry
monster
fandom.
Fucker club. Nobody in this podcast has ever not been in the monster fucker club. I just want to say.
Oh, I know. I'm not saying you'd be joining the monster fucking club. You'd be joining the furry club, is what you'd be joining.
Yeah.
Dolphins are.
I don't know
really
if dolphins. They have hair.
They have hair. They're mammals.
Oh, perfect.
They're mammals.
Yeah, I was actually, as I was saying it, I was like, wait a second, they're mammals. So where's their hair? Dolphin pubes, man.
I've swum with dolphins.
So have I.
And you can't feel the hair.
No.
It just feels smooth.
Yeah, I assume it's just really fine.
Which still works because my husband has hair on his body, so the metaphor still stands.
Well, yes,
one
I
second, guys.
Can you guys just completely hairless?
One sec. My husband's in here asking me questions.
Oh. Husbands, am I right?
I mean, unless he's gonna come on and start talking about how much hair he does or does not have, huh? He needs to get out.
Oh, okay. Shut the door, please. Thank you. So that was at 20 minutes, was it? 20 minutes. Husband fucked up our recording. Yeah, no.
Right, I believe
we
you.
Could do a clap marker if you want.
No, I could. I get off on those. So,
You get off on a lot of things from what I've heard.
Oh, at the moment I'm getting off on weird stuff. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It's fun. Let's embrace it. We'll just go.
Oh, God. Tell me about it. I'm embracing it with both hands and my pen.
Party hardy,
and
both hands.
Heck yeah.
We both know that Claire's not going to judge us because she actually wanted to fuck the demon, not Anders.
Yes.
All right. Moving on from that.
Hey, both. It was both.
Simultaneously.
That was the fun of it.
Easiest threesome ever. Okay, yep. Moving on.
Still the best fucking line in the entire game series. Please don't call it that. But that's what it is, Anders! That's what it is!
That's what it is.
Yes, but they'll have to confront that.
I guess we'll
And if the game
that.
Had been better, they would have let us confront that.
We'll have to confront yes. that after sandwiches, I
Hands
guess.
On!
Have your sandwich, now we'll talk about the three Oh, any update on the porn dungeon? I'm sorry, your daughter's
It's fucking raining, of course. All last week, nothing happened because, well, you know how Australia was on fire and then it flooded?
Right.
So it was on fire for a while and then it flooded, and because it had been so dry for so long, everyone's roof started to leak. So everyone in Sydney at the moment is trying to get roofers to fix their roof.
Oh, no.
Which means that we had a whole week where we couldn't get a roofer in because apparently they're like gold dust. And so it was nice and clear and sunny and beautiful all last week. Nothing got done. And now it's pissing down rain. So the porn dungeon has been delayed, but it does mean that we can record without any noise in the background of people banging and stuff. So
too wet for your porn dungeon.
It's too wet for my porn dungeon. That's the episode title right there.
Oh, how wet is your porn? It was between too wet in your porn dungeon and dolphin pubes. I'm sorry.
Dolphin pubes. Well, they both go in there. They'll go in they'll both go in the episode notes no matter what. So there you go.
We love being us. I'm making
oh,
a note for my visual aids.
My friend Lo, my friend Lo responded to the Instagram post.
I saw that.
and they were asking. They actually asked me. Actually asked me to DM before they posted the response. Is this appropriate to put on your podcast Twitter? And I'm like, heck yeah! It's so on brand.
Oh, it's
but
so
Lo's
on
just
brand.
Adorable and didn't want to corrupt our brand by saying something rude.
That's so thoughtful,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Like.
They are just a super, super lovely person. So, hi, Lo. I love you. But, yeah. I just laughed.
Would we like some questions? I've got questions.
Oh, yeah, we should do that.
I think
now
we
are.
I mean, it's almost half an hour.
Yeah, almost halfway into the podcast. our first one is a follow-up from Canada, re-measuring in dicks.
Okay.
Canada, who says that it is her job to...
Measure dicks?
To teach kindergartners about measurements. And
oh, right, okay.
She would like us to reconsider using the dick as a standard of measure. However, it leads me to wonder, what the fuck is she teaching that this will come up? Like, are you teaching kindergarten shipping? Like...
Yeah, this was only
no, I think
necessary
she's...
to discover if you're too short and... Oh, she's being problematic if she's teaching children that.
I know. Please don't measure your kindergartners with dicks. Like, just let me go on the record and saying you should never have dicks and kindergartners in the same room or sentence.
Although you can teach them anatomy, so you can't
yes.
be like, there's this body part that's very useful for measuring.
Now you're going too far. Too far, Clay. Too far. Oh.
I'm just thinking of those. You know how people mark their kids' height on the wall?
Or better yet, you know how sometimes they have like something to measure instead of just the door, they have like some sort of cutout or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So they just have a big dick.
Oh no! No 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 no. I might have to cut that out. I won't, and you know what?
Just an especially
so, yes.
phallic-looking rocket ship.
Yeah. So
a rocket ship,
you've
yeah.
To, like,
rocket ship,
like high school teachers, okay? Like,
yeah.
I don't think you should be teaching the fine art of shipping until at least junior high.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you that my daughter is really into Percy Jackson, and
I forgot
and,
about
and,
that.
And they and she just went when a certain ship. Came canon, I heard her squealing from the other room. I'm just like, yes, that's my girl! She's like, I was like, what's wrong, what's wrong? My ship became canon, Mom! My ship became canon! I'm like, yeah.
Was she on the, not to spoil a series that's been out for like 10 years, but...
yeah.
Oh yeah, we never spoil anything on
never.
Here.
just in case you guys didn't know, Anne Boleyn gets beheaded. but... I think by the time the third book, is it the third book, came around, I was like the only person uh-huh. who doesn't fucking know that Percy is in love with Annabeth is Percy.
Yes. Such a dick. So good. I love it.
Okay. Next question, which I just looked into the question discussion section of our Discord and realized that this has already been answered, but that's okay. I don't mind. Ryan sends us a pancake Rorschach test that I will post in the episode images for our
Instagram.
No
one's going to be able to answer it better than me, so sorry,
no,
everyone, if they try.
I just looked in there and... when you add to the painterly interpretation, yeah, that was beautiful. So.
Oh yes, it's gorgeous. Yeah. So we need to see those. Yes.
Yeah.
We need to see.
So
them.
I'll put those in the. what is that? A Renaissance. Renaissance painting.
That's the creation of man. It's on the Sistine Chapel.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. When was that? I don't even know the period. I went to see that recently, too. God, I don't know. I've got no culture.
Like you
culture!
You were paying attention to anything but where the bathroom is in the Vatican.
Oh, fucking hell. Or how to get out. How to get out of the Vatican.
How to get out of the Vatican.
We were lost in episode one. Tiny, I think it's a fig leaf in front of Adam's dick. I don't think he has a dick.
Dude, I would have to, like, get a scaffolding and get really, really fucking close to tell you. But...
I'm sorry, I clicked on the image that I had edited, and I was like, wait a minute.
I mean, I always just assumed that it was, like, a really tiny dick, but...
They did
sense.
Like to do that with, in those days, they like to make them have really little dicks, which is...
Yeah.
Interesting cool. to me.
Well, plus, he might have had... It might have gotten painted over. They also
like to do that. A lot of people got
like
really
David got his
ages.
Got his fig leaf.
You know, there is kind of a bulge in both of his thighs, so it could have gone either way.
So, that's true.
Ooh. Does Adam dress to the right or to the left? Sorry, I'm just staring at that now, and I need to not stare at it. Can we go?
Canada again wants to know if a kid is on the naughty list and actually wants coal. What is Santa going to bring them?
Look. Isn't on the naughty list. We all know the only person who wants coal for Christmas is Scott Morrison, and he is on the naughty list, so he's not getting shit, man. Sorry.
Yeah, I would say just... So
that was a joke for Australians only.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay. I was like, because this is totally random and not at all time appropriate, but I was like, usually Canada's up to speed with, like, seasonally appropriate commentary, but okay. I'm with us
I
now.
Mean, that yeah, was no, we had... also, that was, I think, a question she put up before Christmas, and...
Was it? No, she just.
We were gone.
Maybe she just re-added it.
Yeah, she added it again. She did definitely. It was definitely. Yeah, it would.
Okay.
Don't worry. You weren't like going insane. It was definitely added again.
Okay,
but...
good. I mean, I probably am going insane.
Well,
gone,
not in this particular
there.
Way.
But yes, the reference I was making there was that our now Prime Minister, before he became Prime Minister, brought a lump of coal. Into Parliament to talk about how coal's great and we don't need to change to sustainable energy and climate change isn't real, blah, 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 blah. So,
to be fair, that's also Trump. He's super into coal.
Yeah,
but did he bring some coal into Parliament? Oh, it was a weird.
No, but he did
weird...
hang out with coal miners a lot and pretend like he was digging coal and was this dumbest looking shit you've ever seen.
Okay.
Was it like...
Not... to go on a Super Tuesday rant or anything, but I have to know because we're talking about coal right now, and you all know I'm not making any comment on this podcast about Bernie Sanders. However, he wants sustainable, renewable energy, but is also against nuclear power. What is left? Someone explain this
Sun.
To me. But not every
Sun.
Not everybody
wind.
Gets solar coverage. Even here in Hawaii,
wind,
not everybody gets
hydrothermal.
Hydrothermal, geothermal.
There's lots of options, but yeah. Nuclear in, I mean, the big problem with you guys is your weird weather, so.
Yeah.
It's harder. But I mean, obviously in Australia, it's solar all the way. Easy,
yeah.
easy.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of just, we'd have to have a wide mix.
Yeah, like, I feel like he's just taking options off the table and not offering new ones.
Well, that's true. I mean, that's kind of what he does, but.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I promised I wasn't going to go on a rant, but I'm feeling super on Super Tuesday, so yay! which probably all the poll results will be in by the time this podcast goes up, and I'll just sound like an idiot, whatever. So,
I think I've talked about the election process over there before because it's fucking baffling on every fucking level, and let's go past and through that. Take a deep breath. do we have any more questions? Do we have any more questions about dicks? can we move back to dicks, please?
Well, no, but we could move on to moral purity or bust.
Is this my new segment?
This is your new segment. we just decided it just now. Moral purity or bust.
Bust every time, man. Oh. that's all the segment is. Just me going, yep, bust.
We'll just get a porn sound of someone busting a nut, and then we're good to go. that'll be the drop for the segment.
Oh, God. I mean, there's been some, it's been a good week in porn for me.
Okay.
There's a friend of mine who's decided to start drawing some amazing things, and I'm just like, oh,
every
morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I did. I showed you a couple of them the other day. And just waking up every morning and going, oh, what's new in my lovely...
I do expect you to read my next book now.
Oh, yes! Because I showed you porn. Actually, are you traumatized by the fact that I showed you porn? Do you need to...
No.
Did I trigger you?
No, but no? Now I know good. That you can, like... consume it, so like you can read my book.
Consume it. And I'm very happy to read. I'm very happy to read your porn. I've read it before.
I know.
Yeah. So I don't tend to give you very good feedback on it.
Yeah. Well, have you read this one? You haven't read this one. I think only Claire's
no,
read this
I
one.
Have.
Claire
yeah,
has.
Claire's read
extensively, and I highly recommend her as a beta reader.
Yeah.
Although I didn't recommend you have more explicit sex scenes, so I guess, you know, that's on me.
Yeah, well.
Although I was thinking about it, and I was also like, because you said your editor was like, it wasn't clear that they had sex. And I was like, have I just been so desensitized by, like, fanfic fade to black kind of,
like, AKA
implied
else-
sex?
Everything else Brandon
just like,
has written
yes, that's
ever.
Yeah, because you've never written explicit porn ever
never.
In your entire life, have you?
Never. I have discovered that the softer implied porn is so much harder to write. I would
it's
rather
so
just
much
write
harder.
About.
Oh my
well,
god!
But that's what I'm saying is like I know you can write more explicit stuff. I'm just saying like. I wonder if it didn't even register in my head that would be confusing for some people, because I'm like, I'm so used to it in fanfic, you know, it's like implied something happened, and I'm like, yeah, okay.
He totally banged.
And I mean, it's not, I'm not like describing things, we're not getting like explicit here or anything, but I mean, when I read back through it, I was like, okay, yeah, that is a little vague. It does sound like they're walking down the street and then, boom, a penis appears, you know?
Happens to me all the time. I had cause the other day. I was just
they said, we need to measure something, stat.
And that's the joke because Karin says that Innes is one-third wiener, so.
Oh, there you
which,
go.
Which makes
and,
it about...
And she's a third...
Yeah, it's about 23 inches, so.
I thought... I knew this was a fantasy, but I didn't realize how much of a fantasy it was.
Just wait for the third book.
Is he two-thirds penis by then?
All penis.
All penis.
Karin
I think there was a porno about that once, wasn't there?
What?
Oh, God.
Oh. All right, I grossed myself out. Let's move on.
I was gonna say on the subject of porn again, that I had cause to go back to my FFnet account the other day just because
hey.
I was curious. Because I every now and then I get little, you know, notifications
yeah.
that someone's following my fic on FFnet and I mean I've got the same username on FFnet as I
yeah.
do on AO3, so it's pretty easy for people to find me on AO3 if they've come from fanficnet, but I don't know why people would be reading that, except that, going back to it, I realised there's a heap of old porn still up there. I thought they got rid of it all.
Yeah, like, you were always the strangest, the most strangely prudish person I knew for someone who, like, did some of the first K-meme films yes. that I'd ever seen. And I was like, oh, dang, I didn't know this was a thing. Like, it was like I discovered Cars for the first time. I was like, what? There's an entire message board of, like, kink prompts.
I wish that was why people still went to my fanfic.net account. Yeah. I still get people like following. It's like, I have not updated this fic in over a decade. Please take a hit. It's not getting finished.
Oh god, yeah.
I really just need to close that. Anyway,
I was reading.
Down.
Anyway, was telling the story.
Sorry. I never shut up. But I was reading some of this old porn, and I was like, hey, you know what? I'm much better at it now than I used to be. It's really nice. It's like I can see my growth as a writer in the way.
I now know how to use cat anatomy.
Yeah. But yeah, most of my porn was gay male porn as well, because, you know, that's what you do when you first start out in fan fiction. You only write dudes fucking, because why would you bother writing a girl at all? I mean, really, what's the point? And it was just terrible. It was so terrible. I had no fucking idea how that shit worked.
Actually,
I don't know.
The most popular porn I ever wrote was Isabella Bethany porn.
Oh, yeah, I remember reading that. That was really good, that one.
I was actually proud of
that. That was, like, super, super.
Wait, why
super
have
good.
I not seen this? That's one of my ships.
It's on my AO3. I had
you haven't
off.
Posted fic in so long. I have not had cause to go to your AO3.
God, it's such an old fic, too. I wrote it for... What did I write it for?
It was some sort of exchange, wasn't it?
Oh, I think it was
the ship
one of
exchange.
Sweet and Spicy or whatever it is at I wrote that for them, for someone there.
Oh, that's right. I wrote something for I wrote Alistair Anders for that.
I thought it was Colin and Anders. Pretty... I thought that's what you wrote.
Oh, was that? Yeah. Oh, I did that too. But that was actually good. Actually, I read that, and that one's pretty fun.
Yeah, I think my first Dragon.
But the Alistair Anders one was really bad.
My first Dragon Age porn, and I felt like I was in the presence of a rock star when I put, like, two and two together, was this one with Tegan and Isolde fucking while Eamon was in the closet watching.
That's mine.
I
yeah, that was my kick
I
painful.
Know, and then I found out you wrote it, and I was like, oh my god! That was you!
That was me!
Oh,
yeah,
that was
a fun time.
I really
that
missed
was so
my...
funny, because
my moment in the sun in Dragon Age fandom, because, like, the K-meme isn't even used anymore.
Yeah, the K-meme was intense and huge for Dragon Age fandom. Like, it was long. It was long. There were so many fills.
How many dicks did you say it was?
Yeah. 69, maybe.
Like, was it more dicks or fewer dicks than the Anders thread?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I missed the Anders thread. Oh, man, today's nostalgia day, isn't it?
I know. Well, we got to talk.
I just missed the day when I made sure that the Anders thread went back. Because for the longest time, it was the first thing that popped up on Google if you Googled for Anders.
Yeah.
And then we slipped down, so then I just had a night where it was like me and someone else were up at like 3 in the morning, and we just wrote Anders butt like 60 million times. And then it showed up again as the top thing.
Doing the Lord's work.
Oh, no, that was it. It was if you Googled Anders butt. It was the first thing that came up. And then, like, we slipped down, and I was like, this cannot be.
Cannot stand.
And then the rest of the thread woke up and was like, what the fuck happened last day?
I just noticed a typo in my notes here, because I wrote moral purity of bust instead of moral purity or bust, and I feel like that changes things just a little.
Moral purity of bust.
Well, my bust is not very morally pure.
My bust is fake, so what's that?
Yours is the most morally pure.
Yeah, yours is the most morally pure. So
yours is the one that's allowed on Tumblr.
I haven't tried to post a picture of my boobs on Tumblr. A lot of people can say that, but I wonder if they would be taken down.
I mean, given all the, like, not even remotely boob-related things that are taken down, probably.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not, I might not be flesh colored enough. I'm too pale.
Yeah, like there was someone.
I'm too chicken colored.
I saw a post with someone, like, a picture of their dog was taken down, and so then they contested it, and then, like, Tumblr was like, nope, this is still bad.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Lit Crit Corner.
Hey.
Not to move on or anything. Keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Would you just...
is anybody else reading anything? Back around to Dicks.
I swear to God, this podcast, something about it makes me stop reading, because every time we're doing Lit Crit Corner, I'm not reading anything, but I was reading a lot before.
I read so many books
back
while
to
I was
being between books.
It's because you didn't have anything else to do, right?
I didn't have anything else to do.
Yeah, no internet.
I was either like, doing paperwork or reading. But I've been reading the second book of Dust by Philip Pullman for a couple months now, because I have to. This one's really depressing, actually. Like the he wrote the two books of Dust, and one happens prior to his Dark Materials, and the other one happens after. And
I haven't read them. I should.
Oh, you should. I think you.
Yeah, I've read the Dark Materials because I love them. But,
yeah.
It's been years, so I probably should reread them first. Yeah. I can't really remember what happened.
I actually need to go back and read his Dark Materials, because what happens at the end of the Amber Spyglass, I think, affects the book I'm reading now, and I don't remember what happened. So, but it's very good. It's very depressing, and it, like, man, he just like ham fists that anti-Catholic shit in there.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, like it's not subtle at all, and deservedly so. But I think that's what makes it so.
He had something to say, and he didn't shy back about saying it. That's for sure.
Someone had to say.
I'm reading John Scalzi, Old Man's War, the series, because I've been following John Scalzi on Twitter for years because he's hilarious on Twitter. But I've never read any of his books. and then I went to Conflux last year, and he was a guest there, so I ended up going to see him talk, and sort of came up afterwards to say hello and shake his hands and not tell him to his face that I had never read any of his books. But then I was like, came away and went, I should probably buy some of his books. So I bought the first one, which I read up in when I was up in Queensland during our blackout period, and it's fucking great. It's just, you know, have you guys read Starship Troopers?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, it's Starship Troopers.
It's on the Navy's recommended reading list. Just saying.
But without being fascist, if that makes sense. it's still pretty fascist, but it's good. It's good hard military sci-fi. And it's really good fun. Like there's another guy called Marco Cluse who writes military sci-fi. I can't remember the exact name of the first book, but he's also really good. But I love a good military sci-fi. I don't know what just makes me go, yeah, it's just so much fun. I enjoy it. I mean, it's a little person who really enjoyed Aliens, I suppose. As well. Let's go out and shoot some aliens. Yeah.
Try sending it out for submissions again. I took the last
rejection. Oh, that one was
really
so
hard.
Good. I was so pissed off when you got rejected.
I took the last rejections really hard.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
That story for me, I mean, spoilers for guys that Brandon wrote an amazing piece of military sci-fi, that story for me was one of your best, I thought.
Oh, I think so too.
Definitely.
Oh, it really, really matured right there. And then the next story I wrote after that got picked up right away. So I lost patience. and I actually would like listeners to let us know. Because I want to read some Chuck Tingle books and like have like a book club about it. And I'm wondering if any of our listeners now would be interested enough if I did like a little 20 to 30 minute like patron only deal talking about them or whatever.
Ooh,
so
that sounds great.
I mean, just assuming that Imogen likes to edit random things.
I haven't got enough to do these days. I'm fine.
Yeah,
I need more things to do.
Okay. Yeah, they'd be short, so.
Well, the tinglers themselves are short.
Yeah, they are. So. They're very short. Like, I could probably read it aloud and be done in half an hour. It'd be like Pseudopod, but a completely different genre.
Hey, there's an idea. Why don't we start a porn podcast?
Erotica Pod!
An erotica pod. I'll talk to Alistair Stewart and see if they have another spot
if they
open
have
at
one,
EA.
I volunteer. I want to host.
Our friend of the pod, Alistair Stewart, of course. Who,
I think he's the friend of everyone's host of pod, pod. Honestly,
he's so lovely.
Yes, what a
very
lovely
nice
person. Claire, do you have a fanfic for that this week?
Oh, I do.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
While it technically is filed under the My Immortal Web series, this also includes just straight up My Immortal fanfic.
Yes. Wait.
Fanfic of My Immortal.
Yeah. So
I love
it's fanfic of fanfic.
Which
I already knew existed because there's a really popular fic in the Good Omens fandom that has fanfic of it. so that's a thing.
Okay,
but
before we go forward,
yeah. So there's all sorts of, I mean, there's lots of crossover ones. There's lots of people retelling My Immortal, but with like different characters. So like My Immortal, but Star Wars. Or
okay, so I've been on the internet long enough that I've been afraid to ask, what was My Immortal a fanfic of?
Harry Potter.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, you should read it sometime. It's amazing.
It's so good.
I read it back. I think it was just after college I read it.
Is it like The Witcher amazing or Elysium amazing?
Yes. The Witcher amazing.
Okay.
It's terrible. It's really,
yeah,
it's really
like, there's one where someone a sophomore in college decided they would rewrite and try to make a good version of it.
Okay.
As best
maybe
they
I'll,
can.
I'll
and there's
stuff.
All sorts of, yeah, so there's all sorts of fun fanfic of, like, the very top one that shows up is a modern day retelling with Trump ex Putin. Also Trump ex Bernie Sanders. So there's some stuff going on there.
We had I met someone who didn't know what My Immortal was, and I was just like, "How did you get to this point? It's a nerdy person. How did you get to this point in your life when
just
you didn't know
me.
What
Whatever.
My Immortal was?"
Like, you could have told me it was a standalone original source material, and I'd have been like, "Oh, okay, that checks out."
No, it's Harry Potter, and it's amazing.
I mean, if you heard the opening words of it, you'd know what it was.
Yeah,
yeah, that's pretty much what it's like throughout.
Yeah, that's all I know is like that self description. I'm Ebony, blah 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 blah.
Ebony, Darkness,
yeah.
Dementia.
Yeah,
even
yeah, that's pretty much how it goes the whole way.
Yes,
it's a mess.
Oh, that sounds like so my good. Jam. Okay.
Yeah, it's like a self insert, and she's dating Malfoy.
Yes.
It's like,
how did I not know this? Probably because I was never, like, super hot and heavy in Harry Potter fandom. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Harry Potter fandom's next level. Is
It did
so
definitely blow
there.
Up first there before it became just, like, a meme.
I remember I had a month where I was reading fic on this website called The Quidditch Pitch. And that's, like, kind of when I discovered fanfiction was a thing. But I never got far into much at all. And most of it was, like, future Ron and Hermione fucktastrophes and stuff like that, and so like I was kind of turned off by the whole thing, but I never got hard enough into Harry Potter fandom that I would have linked those two together, but now that you've told me, it makes sense.
Yeah, it's interesting. I never I mean, obviously by the time the last book came out we were already into Dragon Age, weren't we? It's just weird to me that it never occurred to me to write fanfic for books. Like, that was one thing. Like, I could see fanfic for TV, fanfic for video games.
Yeah.
But it never really occurred to me that there would be fanfic for books at all. Like, I just didn't think.
That's why I'm doing this very helpful series on our podcast, Imogen.
Yeah.
To let everyone know that there's a there's a fucking fanfic for that. Fanfic for fanfic.
Fanfic
for hockey.
For
my soul ascended.
Can't get over the
hockey
ones.
Like, that and the Tetris one.
The Tetris one
the
was
Tetris
so
fanfic.
Good.
Like,
that was my favorite.
The art for that was so good. It's so perfect. So was the image you made for Instagram. And
yeah.
Like, I think we may have peaked there, and that's why I've been so I've been trying so hard since. So that's what I'll do next week. I'll read My Immortal because I have nothing else to do.
Well, we can put that in for our Lit Crit corner, and you can tell us exactly what's wrong with My Immortal.
Like what am I doing?
Vampire Potter. How did I forget about Vampire?
500,000 words of fanfic. Am I gonna be able to read this in a day? What's going on?
I can't remember if I read the actual thing or I believe it was a really fast read.
Yeah, it's not like you're gonna be caught up in the intricacies of the plot. And have
it's like a multi-chapter thing, but each chapter is short and just wild. So.
Oh, okay, so we're talking like Queen's Regrets here. Okay, I gotcha. Yeah. All right, I like this. The last 2 weeks, I've had media to catch up on, so.
I've got to start watching The Untamed apparently, because apparently it's fantastic.
Didn't you start watching that last night?
I did, and I had no fucking idea what was going on, so I stopped. I understand that I like everyone on Twitter is just like, you need to keep going because it does start making sense eventually. I'm like, but I don't know what's going on now.
It's
a Netflix series about something. I'm not sure what it's about. I mean, I got 3/4 of the way through the first episode, and I still don't know what's going on. I don't know what it's about. I think it's Chinese. There's some really pretty men with long hair and robes and swords. I started watching it and I just went, this gives off really, really strong Monkey Magic vibes. I don't know if you guys ever saw Monkey. So I was very into it. But then I just I might have had too many wines. I just didn't, I couldn't quite click.
To everyone on Twitter, if you're going to recommend Imogen watch something, like, it's got to have a minimum of 5 explosions in the first episode.
And the real plot fast, has to be just get on it.
Very straightforward, at least for the first 20 minutes.
Full of enough explosions and hot people that she doesn't care.
If you lose her in the first half hour, you're done.
I'm so bad. I have no... I can't consume media anymore. I cannot consume media anymore. I'm really bad at it. I just get bored and stuff.
You're picky and choosy. That's okay.
Yeah.
Your time's important.
And it's not. And my kind of quality is not everyone else's kind of quality. I can live with that. If I'd rather be reading goblin pornography, you're gonna lose me pretty quick.
I'll have to find you a show about goblin.
Yeah, like, why isn't that a thing
got a
yet?
I've got a few pictures in my pocket. I can probably pitch one to someone.
There you go. Hey, isn't
write a letter to Guillermo del Toro.
I have a movie pitch
for you.
BDSM and goblins.
It's just goblins fucking. That's all I want.
You guys really need to, connect. Have your people call his
people.
I'm sure that's how Hollywood works.
I'm sure he's an avid listener, so you know he'll be in my inbox very shortly.
watched a lot of Canadian television while I was up north. Pretty much in Canada, and so I started watching a couple things that I didn't realize were exclusively Canadian shows. And one is Mary Kills People, which is interesting, but I can only watch it in small doses. But it's about a doctor who provides euthanasia for people as a side hustle.
As a side hustle.
Yeah,
wow.
And it's funnier than it has any right to be. It's very morbid, but also you're like, oh my fucking God. How are you going to get out of this? So it's totally my jam. And then I started watching Stumptown, which is basically Maria Hill after she gets out of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Nice.
Oh, yes. That's the one with, she's bisexual, isn't
she?
She's like a...
Yeah.
She's literally a disaster bisexual. And I've been lying that one.
She's literally a disaster bisexual. And I guess it's based on a comic. And I love it. It's hilarious. So...
Man, I still gotta finish watching all of Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23. Never did finish that.
I think they moved it from Netflix to Hulu. so I don't think you're gonna watch that one anytime soon.
Assholes. No, oh, you know what? No, I think I bought it on iTunes.
Oh,
I think I've got it.
There you go. So,
gave him some money. Such a good show.
Yeah, we're trucking into, I think, season 5 or 6 of Letterkenny now, and the production value jumped. Like, I can totally tell they got picked up by a media group and produced.
I've seen clips of Letterkenny, and I just have no fucking idea what's going on.
It's very,
but it seems fun.
It's very regional humor. Unless, like, you know a lot of hicks.
I know you.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, that's fair. That's fair.
And with that, we should probably wrap up, I think.
With that, if you want to ask me about
you
also want to drag Brandon for her hickish upbringing, you can do that by sending an email to bibibicast@gmail.com.
You can also go to byebyebyecast.tumblr.com, which would be nice, because I sometimes forget that I've got other Tumblrs, because no one uses them. And the Darth Vader Freddie Mercury post finally died down, so I don't get notifications about that all the time. And that's also got links to everything else, our Instagram and our Facebook, and you can find our Twitter, and you can also find our personal stuff that we want you to see.
Yes.
If you want to see some personal stuff that not everyone else gets to see, you could always become a patron.
Yes, please.
Of us. patreon.com/bye-bye-bye, and that will give you access to some of my porn.
And
we appreciate it, and it helps us do things like get better mics.
Get better mics, and maybe someday be able to afford transcription service.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would love to be able, we were talking about this earlier, we'd love to be able to do transcripts of the episodes, but it's a very expensive process and a very time-consuming process, and at the moment we're not really in a financial position to do it. But if we do get enough patrons, then we will be in a financial position to do it.
Totally.
Also, come and join our Discord if you want to have a chat with us personally.
Oh yeah, the Discord's a wild and good place, and you join.
It's a fairly small community.
It's the only place you can get quality emojis, like the meat clown.
Yes.
No, it's the meat clown. Meat.
Whatever.
And skin chip. You get skin chip emojis.
Clown meat.
And organ eats.
Which may or may not be ingredients in organ eats.
Which you can also get in a sticker form from Claire's Redbubble. Mm.
Yep.
Yes.
And all the Redbubble stuff is also linked on Tumblr.
Yeah. Lots of ways to support
There are so
us.
Many ways. You can interact with us on many levels. Yes. And we'd love it if you did, because we miss you and love you and appreciate you.
Yeah,
and
the Discord's also,
things.
We should say, an easy way to send us questions. And
oh, yeah.
Pretty much where we get all our questions from nowadays. Yeah. We never emails us.
Twitter, what? And of course, like, if you don't want to for some reason, or you're unable to financially contribute to our cause, give us a 5-star rating on your podcatcher of choice.
Yeah.
Because we are slaves to the algorithm.
Ratings, reviews, recommendations.
Yeah.
Give us those.
Yeah, if you enjoy what you're here, tell someone
word.
Else.
Yep.
Let our weird views percolate through the population like fine tea. I don't know.
If you would like
me,
more of the world to start adopting dick measurements.
Yes. Let's get rid of these. It's the way to settle the debate between imperial and metric.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, we'll finally be able to switch America off imperial and onto dick measurement.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought imperial was the dick measurement.
Well, I think we decided it was a subset. It was like, it was definitely.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
We better go.
We got off topic of saying goodbye.
Yeah. So we're super on brand today.
Yeah. Bye, 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 everybody.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Ha ha ha!
I wonder if we did start doing that, didn't we? When we first started recording, we were going to say penis at the same time.
You didn't like it, so we stopped.
No, yeah. I didn't. It, also, like, it doesn't work.
Which is fair. You're doing the editing, so I won't make your life too miserable.